Good morning. This is Moses Stolzfus with the Daily Inspiration for today. And God bless you as you listen to the Word of God. I do, as I started yesterday, I would like to take you through and show you the golden thread, the goldish fada, throughout the Word of God. And yesterday I started in the beginning with Genesis 1, talking about the creation. Today I would like to take a look at the fall of man. And you might wonder, well, why is he talking about the same thing that we hear twice a year or maybe even more than twice a year? We hear it at funerals, we hear it at weddings and all these kind of different times. We're very familiar with this scripture. But I would like for you to realize that these scriptures, even though you hear them many times, may have a much deeper hidden message in them that you are not getting when you listen to them so many times. You just kind of take it for granted, and you kind of, I know that story, and you don't really put your heart into it. But I would urge you to really, the next time you hear this message in the Amish church, whether it be at a wedding, a funeral, or Adnings and Grossmay, and all those different times when this message is preached, I would like to urge you to really listen what the Word of God is saying. And even ahead of time, take note and study. This is a very important message. That is why the Amish are giving this message so often, because it's an extremely important message, and it's important that we get it. And I'm not sure that I could do justice to this message here in this week, but I would like to at least try to show you that the message that is heard so many times in the Amish preaching is the message of hope, the message where the creation of man and the fall of man is brought out, and then the promise of the Messiah all through the scripture, and then at the fulfilled time Jesus Christ is born, and then he lives here amongst the people for 3 years, and then he is crucified, he is buried, and then he resurrects from the dead. As we consider the burial, the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection, realizing that that is our hope for eternal life. It's the only thing. It's our only hope. It is only through the blood of Jesus Christ. And all these things that we hear through the Old Testament are types and shadows. They're all pointing forward to the Lord Jesus Christ, and for the time when he will become the perfect sacrifice. And now, as we know, this perfect sacrifice was made 2,000 years ago, and we are today awaiting a time when this Jesus Christ, who ascended into heaven, will again come back to us in the same manner which he ascended. And it says the voice of the archangel, and the heavens will open from the east, and it with great glory Jesus Christ will return. And many people are saying today, well, where is the return of Jesus Christ? Where is his second coming? We've heard this for a long time, and it's not happening. And some people lose faith. And then some people come along like Camping, and they make predictions and say, this is the day that Jesus Christ is coming back, and then we this day comes and goes, and Jesus Christ still didn't come back. Well, the reason for that is because Jesus said, no man knows the exact time and day that Jesus will come back, not even the Son himself. Only the Father knows when that day is. And so, one day, and there will be a day. Don't let anything confuse you. There will be a day when Jesus Christ will come in all his glory. And he will come for those who are prepared. He does not come for those who are not prepared. He comes for those who are prepared. And for those who are not prepared, they will spend eternity with the one they have been serving during their life. But for those who have made their, have put on their wedding garments and have made themselves ready, Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is coming in full glory. And he will come. There is a day coming when the heavens will be opened up and Jesus Christ will descend from heaven and he will again set his foot on this earth. Oh, what a glorious day. Oh, what a glorious day. And maybe you've seen a booklet in the mail that talks about the glorious, or it talks about the coming of the Lord and how that this person could not wait to see, to meet the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It talks about it is it the morning prayer, evening prayer, I'm not sure which, but it talks about mit Freuden, die Zukunft des Herrn Jesu Christi erwarten. We look forward with a great desire to see the coming, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We look forward to that. What does it do in your heart when you think of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know that's the end of your life, that will be the end of your life as you know it today. That will be the end. That will be, after that, that you will have no more time to repent. When Jesus comes back, it is finished. And what we have done in our life will determine where we will spend eternity. So, it is of utmost importance that we prepare ourselves for the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus Christ was crucified so that we might have life. He was buried, and he resurrected again as the perfect sacrifice. And God, when he created heaven and earth, he knew that man was going to deny him, that man was going to forsake him. He knew that man would fall into sin. And you say, well, why did God create man then in such a way that he knew that he would fall? I can tell you why God created man with a choice. God created man. He could have created robots. He could have created angels, and he did create angels. Angels do not have the same choice as we do. And I don't understand all that, because we do understand that the devil and his angels, they did make a choice to go their own way and to become rebellious. And so some of the things of the Word of God we cannot explain, and that's just the way God created. But we do know that God, in His wisdom, He wanted people who served Him out of a pure heart, who served Him because they wanted to serve Him, not because they had to. So when God created man, He created man with a choice. And He put us in this world, and He said, it's according to your faith. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. And so He's giving us a choice. And He says, you can choose to follow Me. You can choose to serve Me. And I will greatly reward you if you do so. Or you can make a choice and you can follow the devil. And I will punish you eternally if that's your choice. So here we are. We have two choices set before us. We have the narrow road and we have the broad road. We have two choices. Which choice will it be? Which choice will it be for you? We have a choice to make. So, I really was going to get into Genesis 2:15 this morning and read from there, but somehow God did not allow me to go there, and I believe God wanted me to give this morning. So I would like to close this morning, and may you consider this. And then as we get into the rest of the messages this week, may God bless you, and may you come back and for more, because God's grace is sufficient, and God wants us to serve Him, and He has provided everything that we need. And so, yeah, may God give you, the Bible says that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And so let's do that this week. Let's hunger and thirst after righteousness, and let's be diligent in coming back and listening to the Word of God. God bless you this morning, and hope to speak to you again tomorrow morning.